Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your color and style questions. Let's see. We have in the lucky dip today. First question comes from Kieran, who says, I've just had a thyroid surgery, and as a result, I have a centimeter scar on the front of my lower neck. How can I dress my portrait area without drawing attention to the scar or having to wear scarves or jewelry over it? So you could do something like this, which is draw attention away from, like it's in the portrait, but it's not at your neck. So think about jewelry, like brooches, have a cluster of brooches or something. That sort of thing could be great. Think about like Diane Keaton. I don't know if she's had thyroid surgery too, but you never see her neck. She's always wearing turtlenecks, mock turtlenecks, collars done up. That is another thing you can do. So she is always, always wearing, you know, a neckline that goes past the base of her neck. So she may have had thyroid surgery or something. Don't know. But if you have a Google up Diane Keaton, you'll see that she's pretty much always got something covering her neck. And if she does actually have an open collar, she might have a thick enough necklace where there's enough strands, a bit like something like this, where it might cover up a scar. So if that's something that bothers you. But otherwise, I'd be thinking about, you know, maybe a brooch cluster or something. I mean, these are just some little patches, iron-on patches sort of thing you can get that you can put onto garments. And those sorts of things to think about. So it could be shoulder detail. You could have, you know, sparkly shoulder detail. You could have great earrings that draw attention up to your face without it being on your neck. So just a few little ideas to do that. But do check out Diane Keaton. She wears a lot of collars and ties these days and funnel necks, turtlenecks, mock turtlenecks, all those sorts of things. Next question comes from Sheena. It's quite a long one. A piece of paper this long. My style isn't cohesive enough. When I make mood boards, they feel all over the place and don't convey a unified style. Of course, I just could set artificial limits for my style and that would make my wardrobe cohesive, but I don't want to do that. I want my likes and personality to form one unified, visually appealing and memorable style, like a wardrobe for a fantasy character. I want my style to be beautiful, distinctive, cool and memorable. Like a cool, eccentric character. I love creating characters. When I design their wardrobes, it comes really easily to me to make a distinctive, visually appealing clothing style for my characters. But when I try to do it for myself, it's messy and incohesive. I just don't understand. Why is it so hard to form my own style? I've been at it for 5 years now, and it's easy to create styles for a character. When I create a style, I know their characteristics and create a visual style based on that. And I think that is your answer, is you haven't actually defined who you are enough. And this is not about boxing you in. This is not about putting artificial limits on you. But it is about defining, so your character, you know their personality traits, you know about them. It is doing the same thing for yourself. And by the sound of it, you haven't quite nailed that down, which is why you feel it's a bit too all over the place still. So I think the thing to do is to actually spend some time, and it could be, you know, ask some of your good friends who know you very well, just simple questions like, if you had to describe me in 5 words, how would you describe me as a person? To see what they see are your defining traits. You can do, you know, and then get a bunch of those people, then have a look and see what's overlapping. What do they all say? Is there something that, you know, they all have got there in that sort of list? You could also think about, you know, doing some values exercises. So figuring out what your personal values are and therefore then how that can be expressed through your clothes. Because I think it's really important that to understand what your like top two values are. As far as choosing your clothes go, it all actually relates to each other. So I'd be looking at that. So this is where figuring out that style recipe, this is who am I and how do I want to express myself, is so important, because it's such a key feature of then kind of creating limits, but the limits are still comfortable. You know, think of it as you know, a handrail, not handcuffs. It gives you something to support you, something to hold on to, but it's not handcuffing you and making you feel, you know, like you're in a straitjacket. They are very different things. So So I think about just as you would do for your character, when you are defining a wardrobe for a character and you've spent time defining what their characteristics are, you need to do that for yourself. Then you will find creating those mood boards will be easier. And one of the other things you could do is get your friends to look through your mood boards and see if they pick up overlying themes to them, because maybe there's something there that you see them as too different, but in fact that there's something there that actually ties the things together. You just haven't realized it yet. So that would be some things I would be thinking about to help you sort of nail down your style more. But the more you can nail down, you know, who am I? How do I want to express myself? What's really important to me? What's my personality? What are my characteristics? And then how can I express them through my style? And this is where using the concept of yin and yang is really useful. You can use those. Once you understand those characteristics, you can start to go, well, what does this characteristic mean? How does that get expressed through style? What kind of, you know, clothes, fabrics, details, accessories, styles, shapes, colors, way of putting things together works for that characteristic. But until you've got those nailed down, it becomes very hard to define your style and to create something that's going to work for you in a way that really makes you feel happy and that you're not either limiting yourself in a straitjacketed way or being too all over the shop. Now, some people have a much more, you know, varied style than other people, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people, it's like, today I want to be a princess, tomorrow I want to be a pirate, the day after I want to be a plumber. And so therefore my style does vary more, and that is part of who they are, versus other people are much more uniformed. And you can look at those people and think, oh God, it's so much easier. But would that make you happy, or would that make you feel really uncomfortable? And that's something you have to figure out for yourself. Nobody else can tell you that for you. It really has to come from within. And I think that's the whole thing, is style, your personal style really has to come from the inside out. And if you haven't figured out who that is on the inside, it's much harder to create that style on the outside. Last question today comes from Elizabeth, who says, how do I formulate a capsule wardrobe to take me into the next phases of my life, my 50s, 60s, 70s? And I'm going, I think we're going too far there. Because our life changes. We grow, we change. We are not the same person our whole life. So something that's going to be able to take you through in the next 3 decades is a little bit unrealistic. So I think it's just take each year as it comes. But if you are thinking about capsules and working out what works for you, this is where doing really simple things to figure out, do I prefer to wear pants, skirts, dresses? Is there something there that I really like? Is it something I feel more comfortable in? Because if I like wearing pants and I never wear skirts, then maybe I don't need skirts in my capsule. Even though it might be recommended you could have skirts in your capsule. It could be, well, I just like wearing pants. Or it could be, I like wearing both, so I need to have both in my capsule. So thinking about each kind of layer we put on, what sort of layers do I want to work with? And of course, especially if you're going for some sort of capsule wardrobe, you need to remember that when you are layering things up, if you're trying to have a more mix and match wardrobe, you need to be aware that some clothes don't work as layers as well as others do. And so this is where, you know, you might see a beautiful batwing blouse, but it's very hard to put a jacket over the top of a backwing because of the extra fabric under the arms. It doesn't layer well. So that can limit your choices. So it's thinking about, do I want a real capsule or not? Capsules don't work for everybody. They do work for some people. So it's knowing that each piece will work with the next piece that you're putting it with, and selecting a color scheme that goes together. So of course, one of the first things you need to do is select your color scheme. And so I always recommend, you know, your base neutrals should relate probably to your hair color. So something that is similar to your hair color makes a great starter neutral. You might choose another neutral as well. Maybe that relates to your eye color. So if you've got olivey green eyes, an olivey green color could be a great neutral. If you've got blue eyes, a navy might be a great neutral, or a soft denim color might be a great neutral. If you've got, you know, blonde hair, you might find some sort of camel or a champagne or beige could be a great neutral. If you've got gray hair, then grays are going to be a great neutral. So thinking about, you know, what what those neutrals are, and then what accent colours. And this is where you've got a colour analysis and you've got signature colours. It really simplifies the process because you'll find that your signature colours work really well together because they're all a part of you. So this is where though bringing those colours in can really make it very easy. So I think about like, what's my kind of color scheme in my capsule? And then what sort of styles of clothing and what's my life? What's my lifestyle? What's my location? What are my physical needs? All these things come into making those decisions about what kind of clothes come in. How, you know, can I have styles that work together very easily? So being aware that something with massive sleeves or something, you know, like that's got, might be some great feature, but will it work as part of a capsule or really is it a standalone hero that doesn't work as well? And then, you know, what? How can I accessorize these things? And also knowing that, like, fashions change anyway. I always say clothes are like milk, they go off over time. So there's no way you could build a capsule that's going to work from your 50s to your 80s because the fashions will have changed and you'll have changed with them and potentially your body will change as well. Bodies don't stay static either. So we have to be updating them anyway. So don't have an expectation. You could go, you know, I'd really like some of my great pieces to last at least 5 to 7 years, but clothes will wear out and fashions will change. And so you do need to update things anyway and not stay stuck. I always call style as a journey. It's not a destination. And this is because we keep moving through our lives. Fashions change, we change, our life changes, our lifestyle changes, locations change, you know, weather changes, all these sorts of things. We need to keep changing and growing and evolving with our style. So it is worth thinking about that, you know, like, don't try and limit yourself to something you're going to be wearing this for the rest of your life. Do have the expectation it will change. But do start to think about what your preferences are, what you like more, what you dislike. So there's no point in bringing in things that you're not really keen on. As you think about building this new wardrobe for the next phase of your life. So it's looking at your life, your lifestyle, what you want to, you know, spend your time doing, and then having the clothes that actually support you in whatever it is that you are doing. So I hope those answers help. And of course, if you want to get that color analysis or understand more about all things like your style recipes and creating outfits, my outfit masterclass is great for that. Color analysis, you can do that online, or it's also part of my 7 Steps to Style program if you want the kind of full style program as well that covers body, colors, wardrobing, lifestyle, personality, all those sorts of things. So thank you again for watching, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.